Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here. We are so proud to be delivering original interviews with Atlanta business leaders, and this work could not be done without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Christy Brown, and she is with Launchpad 2X. Welcome, Christy.
Hey, thanks, Lee. Great to be here.
So tell us about Launchpad 2X and tell us about your involvement.
Yeah, so official May 1st, I was incepted as the president of Launchpad 2X here in Atlanta. Launchpad is a program for female founders. We scale founders from their level as a startup to CEOs with exits, and we're very proud of the curriculum and program that Bernie Dixon built nearly 8.5 years ago.
And the work that's being done at Launchpad is phenomenal. I don't think there's another word to describe it. Talk about like female founders and their typical trajectory and the female founders that come out of Launchpad and their trajectory.
Yeah, great question. So as a former female founder, I have founded three companies on my own with exits. You come into, you know, the knowledge that maybe you don't have the support or the confidence that helps you scale from where you are to where you should be. And so what we are known for at Launchpad 2X is the 3-day core program that is a founder to CEO boot camp. And that was Bernie's original mission in founding Launchpad 2X. And that is still part of the central force of what makes Launchpad 2X graduates so successful. In addition to our core program, which is the 3-day core, we also offer masterclass workshops. We lead a Women's Entrepreneurship Day towards the end of fourth quarter each year. And those are other successful campaigns that really help elevate not just the founders that come through the CEO boot camp, but also our members overall. So you do not have to be part of the CEO boot camp program to become a member of Launchpad. There are monthly meetings in addition to pop-up workshops that help them learn and scale their founded business. So our graduates have a pretty high success rate depending on what type of industry they are in. We support anything from services all the way to software as a service technology platforms. So we're really filling that gap of supporting female founders overall.
Now, I think you might be a little modest when you're talking about the results, because I think the typical result of a female founder in the wild is just a few percentage points of ever achieving kind of like maybe $1 million in annual recurring revenue. And that's correct. Not the results that when they come out of Launchpad.
Yeah, we've had many successful exits, as I shared, and some of them very widely and globally known. And those founders have the propensity to come back to us and really, you know, shake the hand of Launchpad to say, this is really what gave me the confidence to scale and grow to be more than that $1 million marker, which we know so well. In a capital market as well, I mean, we all know the stats that female-founded companies that seek capital, whether institutional or otherwise, are less than 3% of the founded capital market. And Launchpad really feels like our results help shift that curve up and to the right rather than the break point of losing these female founders. So while we are humble about our results, we know that there is a much larger segment that we can reach and a population of female founders that we can continue to scale and grow. And that will be part of Launchpad's mission in 2020, is we're looking outside of our Atlanta footprint and really elevating what has been such a successful platform here to other parts of identified cities and locales that we feel there is a kind of a non-traditional founded market around female founders that we can help support in those areas through this mission of taking them from founder to CEO.
Now, I've had the pleasure to interview some of the people who have graduated and Bernie as well. And I think that from what I've seen as an outsider looking into the organization is that one of the things she works on a lot is the mindset and the belief that to just aim higher and think bigger. Do you think how do you think that plays in the kind of when you're working with entrepreneurs and founders and getting that really the belief that sometimes there's a self-limiting belief that Launchpad graduates just don't have anymore. They're always looking for more and believing that why not me? That takes them to another level, I think, mentally and results-wise to kind of prove that out.
Yeah, I agree with that totally, Lee. I think, you know, in looking at the curriculum that's built for Launchpad 2X, it really is founded and grounded around that confidence, establishing that they do have a right to earn the seat at the table, that they can go work in these markets, maybe that are traditionally, you know, male or otherwise environments, and that if you're a science or energy company, that's okay to play, and we want to elevate the confidence to get them there, and that's why we see such a larger success rate. It's really, again, that one word, and we say it a lot at Launchpad, and that is the confidence. Building these founders with the confidence that they can, they will, and they do, you know, begs the question of if not now, when for them, and how do they get there? And we certainly support that around Launchpad 2X.
Now, as you're coming into this organization, how are you kind of foreseeing how you're going to lead this group and take them to the next level?
So by lead, the Launchpad team is a force to be reckoned with. And then there is also our founders, our alumni, and our members, in addition to many key advisors that help us set and scale the program overall. And so what we've really taken a look at is how has this eight and a half year old program been so successful? And what can we do to take it to a more modernized and next level? So what we are putting in place are three core components around Launchpad, which are focused on education, operational growth, as well as funding. And so those are some of the elements in our 2020 vision that we will scale and not just expand into new markets, but expand here in our Atlanta core. And so that is part of the mission and strategy for us. We don't want to just be the educator and elevator. We also want to, especially during this health crisis that we've all been in the midst of, identify funding opportunities for female-led companies to get them to the next level and to get them into years of growth to come versus being stagnant on the sideline and waiting.
Now, here in Atlanta, one of the things that I guess you're investing in is the partnership with TIE Atlanta. And I guess one of the benefits of being affiliated with the group TIE is that they are a global organization. So talk about that partnership and how you see that kind of growing over time.
Yeah, that was probably one of the most exciting partnership announcements prior to me walking into the role was that we had joined hands with TIE and their access program. And that is a program for what I would consider the underserved female marketplace to identify funding opportunities. And they are a global organization, and this is not going to just stop here in Atlanta. And so what Launchpad sees is reciprocity, both in the founder court category. So those that, you know, Ty identifies as growth stage companies that perhaps they would put through the Launchpad 2X program to become CEOs. And then on the reverse of that, you know, how can we also supply TIE with our fundamental great leaders that are exiting the CEO workshop and programs and then have them, you know, apply and pitch and receive funding from TIE Access. And so it is a very, like I said, focused partnership that we're thrilled to be part of and participate in overall.
Now, one of the kind of the part of the DNA of TIE is that they work with entrepreneurs from literally, I think, high school level all the way to mm-hmm. exit to kind of creating a legacy. So they the whole kind of life cycle of an entrepreneur. Is there any work done by Launchpad that's going to kind of touch on these young entrepreneurs or the budding, you know, in high school or college level entrepreneur?
Such a great question. And that is absolutely a TBD checkpoint. That is not our mission. That is not where we are founded and grounded right now. However, there are opportunities with other organizations that I am looking at as far as how we can partner and support their mission in youth entrepreneurship as well. So that is TBD. It's not our primary goal, but great question. And hopefully we can find areas of opportunity to scale and grow that.
Now, when you're working, one of the things that you mentioned as one of the foundational points is the access to capital. Can you talk about how you see that playing out for the entrepreneurs?
Sure. We are building a program that really will help focus on access to capital. While that's not defined, that is part of our 2020 vision in offering funds and funding to those companies that meet the criteria for Launchpad 2X as far as getting them to the next stage. So let's just kind of look at what PPP has done for mission critical business for the next several months. What we've taken a step back and really evaluated is how can Launchpad consider growing that with other partnerships and setting a fund in place that we could also memorialize to these companies and help scale them and grow them to the level they receive. Again, I shared early on in the conversation that we know the facts are less than 3% of institutional capital is provided to female-led firms. And so what we really want to do is kind of flip the funnel on that. And, if it is whatever the amount they're seeking, if we could be a kind of an arbitrator of that through Launchpad 2X, we want to see that and grow that as part of our mission as well. So we call that Launchpad funding.
Now, do you have any advice for the entrepreneurs out there that are kind of in the midst of this health crisis that we're having in terms of what strategies or what kind of things should they be doing on a day-to-day basis to not only just kind of survive, but also maybe to take advantage of the opportunities that are going to present itself? Because every downturn, every challenge, there are some mm-hmm. people that kind of catapult to another level after this.
Yeah, absolutely. It's been an ongoing conversation. I myself am in my eighth week of quarantine. And so you look for how am I going to, not just scale, but how do I support other visions and kind of really start this ideation and think tank stage of building. And so having built a company during the last recession, one of the things that I coach founders on consistently is your cash flow. You've got to make decisions now that help you really lean into 2021. We've got 6 months. 6.5 months to get there. And so if it's, receiving the PPP loan that helps you the next 90 days until you can become cash flow positive again, then those are assets that must be utilized and, supported, and don't turn a blind eye to any of that. Some questions have come to me about whether or not now is the right time to raise venture capital. I do think those are alternatives depending on where you are in the stages of your business and the desire for venture to invest in you. Given good results, venture capital is absolutely an opportunity. And then really looking at your own business model. So there are so many tough decisions being made, but as a founder and CEO, you really have to make the right decision both for you, your team, and how to support your company's growth. So if that is looking at do we need to do some things part-time versus full-time? How do we continue to engage our employees and keep them in a stable environment for this short term until we see more, as the economist calls it, the U-shape return? And so those are things that you really have to decide if it's healthy for you, your business, and again, leaning into making it to that next year.
So now, for the women or female-led companies that are out there in Atlanta and then maybe beyond, what can they be doing to connect with Launchpad 2X and to either be a member or to learn more? What's the what's the kind of the first step that somebody who isn't familiar with Launchpad that's part of a female-led organization should be doing to connect with you guys?
Well, first, we would love to know who you are, where you are, what your business is. We actually have applications open for our next CEO boot camp this month, and we would love, we would love to look at any businesses that are interested. Our website can be reached at launchpad2x.org, and within there, you'll see all sorts of resources, both from COVID-19 resource planning that we've launched a few weeks ago to our workshops, our programs. And we would love to connect in that way. I can also be found on LinkedIn. If you just want to shoot a message over and connect, I'm always happy to respond as timely as I possibly could be, but you can reach me there, Christy Brown, and you'll see the Launchpad logo under my bio, and certainly happy to answer any questions there. But I would encourage founders, especially female founders that are interested in the opportunity of Launchpad 2X, to look very seriously at a membership and how to join these, monthly and sometimes bi-monthly plus workshops that we're offering that can really make the difference between where you are in your stage and the growing opportunity of your business.
Now, the female-led companies, are you industry agnostic? Are they primarily tech firms or like high growth firms? Like, what is the profile of a female-led company that would be a good fit?
Yeah, so we're looking for companies that have traction. So obviously they have founded their company and they have some momentum moving. So we don't really work in the idea stage market. That would be part of our membership. But for the CEO Bootcamp, we really are looking for companies that are on their way to traction. However, our programs and workshops really help, as our members tell us, strengthen and grow so they can get to that next level. And so those are some of the early criteria that we would look for the CEO program. But on the workshop and education model, we are looking for any of those agnostic industries that you just mentioned and I mentioned earlier in the broadcast. But it doesn't it doesn't alter, it doesn't change what we're looking for. They can be B2C, D2C, CPG. It doesn't really matter. We are industry agnostic in many ways and just want to support the growth of the female founder.
Good stuff. Well, Christy, thank you so much for sharing your story today. And you're doing such important work and we appreciate it. And if there's anything we can be doing, let us know because we want to share these stories and help the female-led companies make it to the next level.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate your time and happy to be here.
And the website once again is launchpad2x.org. And then that's the number 2.
Correct.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. Again, we are so happy to be sharing these stories and we couldn't do it without the help of our sponsor OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.